Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Pipelines most efficiently move petroleum, that's why we have pipelines. By Jacob Bliss on May 14, 2021. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg admitted during a Washington Post Live event Friday that pipelines are the most efficient way to move petroleum products. Despite the Biden administration previously revoking pipeline permits, including Keystone XL, Buttigieg sat down with the Post's political reporter Eugene Scott to talk about the administration's far-left efforts on infrastructure, which will cost the American taxpayers millions. Scott pressed Buttigieg by saying, Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm said earlier this week, pipelines are still the best way to move oil, then asked if the secretary agrees with the statement. Buttigieg responded by saying, certainly. He then continued, especially when you're talking about the efficiency of moving petroleum products. That's why we have pipelines, he added after. Scott was referring to earlier in the week when Granholm had also admitted Tuesday, pipe is the best way to go when transporting fuel. During a press briefing regarding the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack, she continued to say that pipelines are the best way to transport fuel across a particular area of the country, which also contradicts the administration's decision to revoke the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. Additionally, on Wednesday, U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry also contradicted the current administration. Kerry, when asked by Republican Representative Daryl Lisa, CA, if it is true, the pipelines are more carbon delivery efficient than trains or trucks or other forms of delivery. Kerry immediately responded and said, yeah, that is true. As previously reported by Breitbart News, on President Joe Biden's first day in office, the newly inaugurated president kept his campaign promise to revoke the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline, which in turn killed thousands of jobs. Biden revoked the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline, as promised. In so doing, he killed some 11,000 direct jobs that the pipeline's construction was to have created, and an estimated 60,000 indirect jobs in secondary, related industries. Over 1,000 workers already on the job, mostly union workers, will be laid off as a result of the decision, even if it is litigated, as many expect it will be, in the courts. Joe Polak, Breitbart News's senior editor-at-large, said Biden may have set a single-day record for the number of jobs killed by an American president.